Economic upheaval in North Korea may have cost one of the country's top economic policy officials his job and perhaps even his life. The economic reforms he presided over appear to have failed disastrously, and the failure has complicated North Korea's leadership transition. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Seoul.
If you believe the South Korean media reports, then earlier this month, North Korea hauled its equivalent of Alan Greenspan in front of a firing squad. If not, then Pak Nam-gi, in charge of finance and planning for the ruling Workers' Party, may be doing just fine. After all, even experts don't know who many North Korean officials are, much less whether or not they've been shot. As for Pak Nam-gi, some observers believe he was just made a scapegoat for the currency reforms.
Pak Nam-gi is a technocrat. He's not a power man. He has just implemented what the politicians have wanted, but he was blamed for the failures of currency reform.
That's Park Hyung-jung, a senior researcher at the Korea Institute of National Unification, a government think tank in Seoul. At the end of November, North Korea scrapped its old currency for new. This wiped out household savings and investment capital and sent food prices soaring. Merchants are carrying their wares to market in this clandestine video shot by North Korean citizen journalists. North Korea's currency reforms were meant to confiscate merchants' wealth and give it to farmers, workers, and soldiers in the state sector. Kim Yoon-tae is Secretary General of the Network for North Korean Democracy and Human Rights, a Seoul-based group. He says the plan worked for a while.
The government printed money and distributed it to farmers and the lower classes. People loved it at first, but when the working class spent all that money, it was eaten up by inflation and their lives got even harder.
In another clandestine video, school children march through the streets of Pyongyang singing a song called Footsteps. The lyrics declare Commander Kim is stepping forward and taking over. The song is believed to refer to ailing leader Kim Jong-il's third son and presumed heir, Kim Jong-un. But North Korea has never publicly mentioned the fact that Kim Jong-il even has a family, much less a presumed heir. North Korea expert Kim Yoon-tae says the currency reforms were supposed to be a curtain raiser for Kim Jong-un, who is still in his 20s.
Kim Jong-un could have gotten the credit for the currency reform if it had succeeded. But since it failed, he can't. So this situation makes it hard to introduce him.
For now, Kim says the succession is only mentioned within the ruling Workers' Party. Outside the party, meanwhile, there are signs of increasing opposition to government policies. Kang Chol-hwan is a journalist at the Chosun Daily newspaper. He co-authored The Aquariums of Pyongyang about the decade he spent in a North Korean labor camp before defecting to the South in 1992. He says that under the threat of harsh punishment, North Koreans' only way to defy their government is through passive resistance.
To express their resentment against the government, North Koreans stopped obeying official orders. This became widespread in the 1990s. This time, with the currency reform, North Koreans have gone from refusing orders to speaking critically about the government.
For now, that criticism is spoken in private and in hushed tones, but the voices appear to be growing louder and bolder. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.